Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem Shalom Bayis, Shir number 533. Rabbi Twersky, towards the end of his book, after discussing the first year of marriage, which we talked about how important it is in all marriage, goes to another subject, a new beginning, it's called, regarding second marriages. And in truth, it is something we only mention in passing. It deserves a separate set of shiurim to be very well researched. And it's an extremely important subject because many, many people experience the second marriages, and many second marriages can be beautiful, happy, successful, but it does come with potential problems and one needs to be prepared to deal with them. And when you're prepared, you ask for siyata d'shmaya and you prepare for it, it could really be a truly, truly beautiful experience. You have situations where you have a couple, they remarry, and let's say they're a little older, so most of the older children are already married, but a husband, for example, has a 12-year-old son that lives primarily with his ex-wife, and the wife has a 13-year-old daughter also. And what happened was is the husband's ex-wife then married a man who lived in Paris, and the ex-wife said there's no way she could take her son to France because he has a learning disability, unable to pick up a new language. The psychologist says to move for him would be traumatic, so he has to stay with his father. And the boy has a behavioral problem. This 12-year-old comes into the house, and there's now clashes between this 12-year-old boy and of the husband and the wife's daughter, and the husband's caught in the middle because the boy's disrespectful to the wife and aggressive towards the daughter, but there's a loyalty there, so he's caught in the middle. It's complicated and it becomes strained. Now, the truth is that pre-marriage counseling is advisable in first marriages, but he says it's absolutely essential in second marriages. In this case, it was an unexpected problem, but many, very often, things that could be anticipated, could be worked through in advance before going into it, and if it's prepared the right way and done the right way, it could be really beautiful and rewarding. It is a very difficult subject because whether a marriage ends by a tragedy of a death or divorced, it's a loss. A lost marriage is a loss. There's a grieving process with it. It is very, very difficult. In some cases, there was abuse in the first marriage, but even if it ended up in divorce, there were good aspects there as well as the negative aspects. If there's it through a death, then a widow and a widower or faces problem of remarriage as well. It's difficult. Sometimes the children will resent the parents' remarriage because they feel it's an affront or a sort of a slap in the face of the memory of the deceased parent. Something Rav Avigdor Miller talked about, I remember in his Shiurim, where it's hard, it is very hard, but one needs to uproot that feeling from themselves. It is not affront to the memory of a deceased parent when the other parent chooses to remarry. Because Hashem decided how long, let's take the example of someone who lost their wife, chas v'shalom. Shouldn't happen, but it happened. Hashem decided it, whatever the reasons are, we don't understand. Hashem decided the husband's alive. He can't go into the grave with her. Hashem, bal karchach atachai. You're living in this world, and in this world, Hashem says you have a journey, and very often part of that journey is to remarry. It's a personal choice. whatever the case is, hashkafa this way or that way regarding it. But for many people, it's part of their journey. It's bal karcha chai. And therefore, it is hard sometimes to see when one parent left this world, to see the other one move on and go on with their life with somebody else. But children need to recognize this is all from Hashem. No one's lost. Souls live forever. But this is what Hashem wants. And in many cases, if you work through these things and work through these emotions, it could really be a beautiful relationship. Many second marriages are indeed happy and successful. But the likelihood of that success, Rav Tversky says, depends not only on the willingness to make adjustments, but also on one's self-awareness. People often blame the failure of the first marriage on their spouse. And one needs to recognize that it may not be so. It may be something that I have to work on. He quotes from an author that says a very important statement as follows. You have to learn to live with yourself before you can live with anyone else. A person is not living with oneself if they have a distorted idea of themselves. So we must see ourselves as others see us, to be realistic of that aspect of it. It takes more self-awareness than most of us are capable of to recognize that it is us, not our spouse, but us, that are responsible primarily for our relationship problems. So regardless of how the first marriage ended, whether it was by the death of a spouse or by divorce, one needs to try to be better prepared. Second marriage with self-work to be more mature, to work through things. If you have a scenario where it's a divorce situation, two divorced pair of people remarried each other now, they could recognize the mistakes they made in the first marriage if they made it, and work through it and self-correct. There's so many scenarios regarding remarriage and how it comes about. One may be divorced, the other one may be widowed. They both may have had okay marriages for the most part. The divorced one may have had a terrible marriage. The widowed one may have also had a terrible marriage, but they stuck it out. There's so many different scenarios. And that's why when people are in this position, they need counseling, they need hadracha. But the idea is that you do your correct research, and if overall both people are what we call a mensch, and they work through things, and they work on their character, it really truly could be a beautiful, beautiful marriage. And this concept, which is important by first marriages, but even more so by second marriages, is to have this in mind. To have a realistic expectation of marriage, to have the ability to identify and communicate feelings properly, to understand the gender differences between male and female, to learn the ability to resolve conflicts, to understand what true love is, and have a common spiritual goal in life. Just like there's a problem with unrealistic expectations in marriage in the first marriage, you could run into problems having an unrealistic expectation in a second marriage. One, of course, needs to speak to counselors and mentors to make sure that they don't fall into something called the rebound phenomenon, which is where there's a case of divorce, one spouse felt rejected, either did not want to get divorced and felt rejected by being quote-unquote, thrown out, or they suffer terrible abuse and they feel rejected because of that abuse and that neglect. That insult, that hurt, is very distressing. And therefore, it's when they try to accept a new relationship, it could be very soothing for their pain. it could be a tremendous relief for them, but it may not be the right person. And that's why it's so important to really go for counseling when two people are ready to remarry to each other or want to take those steps. They really need to speak to healthy mentors, Rabbanim, that know the both of them in a healthy way, so that they are safe and they won't be hurt. Sometimes someone who went through a divorce or was widowed and suffered a death, they have these unresolved guilt feelings, grief feelings, and that could carry over into the new relationship. One needs to be careful that it does not. One doctor, Parrot, said that the biggest challenge will be that you will soon discover that you married two people, your new spouse and their former partner. And the Gemara said 2,000 years earlier that if each party is married, previously married, there are four people in the marriage. That's equally true whether it ended in divorce or in death. And that's why it's important. That's the natural way of how it is, because it's intermixed with that memory. But the concept is Hashem designed it. They're connected. A second marriage could be extremely beautiful and healing. He brings that halacha suggests that a widow who remarries should not observe her husband's yard site, nor visit the cemetery. That holds true for a widow or two. But it's, of course, normal to call the children, remind them to observe their mother's yard site. The birthdays and anniversaries are days characterized by emotions. And to make believe that there was no previous emotional relationship is doomed for failure. Especially if you're dealing with people who are widowed. They cared about their spouse who passed away. There's no reason not to express those feelings or to be realistic about it. Now, it is very important when you go into a second marriage that you are very discreet and sensitive regarding your feelings and always treat the one that you're married to now with the greatest respect and recognizing every soul is special and you're special and I'm with you. If this over too much memories of a first spouse and how to deal with this, you need counseling. If you're wondering whether the person is right for you or not, the popular wisdom of trust your feeling is not the best advice. You don't trust your feelings. You could use it as a barometer to a certain extent, but the idea is knowing the person is a good person, healthy person, and it has to be verified. It has to be verified. The role of money in the second marriage cannot be downplayed. It's very important that there is a clear-cut agreement pre-marriage on how money should be worked through. Normally, you could go back and forth of the controversy of whether you should have prenuptial agreements in marriage or not, whether it's healthy, whether it's not healthy. When it comes to second marriages, it is healthy. It is the healthiest thing. It avoids a lot of misunderstandings. It makes both of them feel safer, you know, because some of the monies are hooked up with other things, and here it needs to be very much clearly delineated and understood with a very strong openness between the two of them in regards to this. I said some of the points that Rotorsky said here very briefly. It's something that I admit I need to do research on. It's a very important concept because, like we said, you know, everyone has their personal choice when a marriage is over, at what stage in life they are, whether they continue and look and try to remarry, not. But when they do, there's a mahalach, there's a way to go about it, where they can feel safe, where they can feel secure, whether with davening and with siyata d'shmaya and asking the right people, they can be led in the right way, where the recognition of possible problems are dealt with right away and resolved early on. And it creates a tremendously beautiful scenario. I know, as many others I'm sure know, of many second marriages of people that are extremely beautiful and wonderful, with a tremendous respect, with a love, with a care, with whatever they went through in the past, whatever it may have been in what happened in their first marriage, where they suffered the grief of a divorce, or they suffered the grief of a loss by death. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu help that this, together with other things that we did not address yet, should have time to properly research it and to give it the time it deserves. You know, everyone, when they go down to the chuppah the first time, you wish it would be forever, you want it to be forever. For many people, it doesn't happen that way. For those people who are listening, who have been married to the same person for decades and decades and decades, to have a karas hatov to Hashem for that, but be empathetic, extremely empathetic, for people out there that lost their marriage and were alone for many, many years in many cases. It's not something to take lightly. And all these people deserve a relationship, of a marriage, where they could be cared for and loved and not feel alone. There's no reason why we don't understand Hashem's chishbainus, but to think that a person is better than the other person in any way, shape, or form because of more wealth or other milas, and certainly because they were zeicha to be happily married for decades and decades while others are not. And the empathy of every Jew towards another Jew, to want happiness for them just like they have their own happiness, to enjoy the happy, good aspects of married life that you want others to enjoy like you enjoy. Lamani gara. Why should people be deprived of it? Whatever's min hashamayim is min hashamayim, but us as people, we constantly have to look for the health and benefit of all of us, not just ourselves. So anyone and everyone who is in those positions, whether divorced or widowed, to be a support to them and to help them, and to give them the hadracha, to get the right tools and skills to know that they could, and there's no reason to think that they can't have a beautiful married life in their second marriage in a very, very beautiful way. It has some challenges that's unique to second marriages, but as Rav Tversky says, with proper preparation, would add with siyata d'shmaya and prayer, second marriage can be a very, very happy one. Bracha v'atzlacha.